Hello, Fred.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, guys?
I got to see you in a uniform. I got to see you wearing your jersey and your pads and everything in the Thanksgiving Day game.
That's about as exciting as a kid seeing Santa these days.
Well, what was that like for you, first of all, playing on Thanksgiving? I should know this, but I'll ask you. I don't. Have you ever played on Thanksgiving before in the NFL?
No, I've never played the Thanksgiving Day game. Thursday was my first time ever dressing for the Thanksgiving Day game. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get any reps, so it kind of all sucked. But I understood the meaning of my Thanksgiving. It was to share. My family was here in town at my place waiting for me to get back. But to have the opportunity to share with my football family, to get that win, and to see the work that we as an entire team put in the week leading up to that short game, for that short week, and then the win, go away from that, and sharing all that good stuff. I mean, this is one of the best Thanksgivings that I've had in my entire life. So,
how often does your family get a chance to come up here?
All of the home games, the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas. We try to squeeze the kids' birthdays in, but it's a little tough with school. So, but we have started penciled in definitely the holidays and the home game.
Is it more frustrating not being in uniform or being in uniform and not playing?
I think you can answer this one for me. It for me is more frustrating being in uniform and not being able to play. You're so close to the action and the adrenaline flows. It doesn't take much for that adrenaline to start pumping once you're in that helmet and those pads. And at that point, the adrenaline, it masks just about anything. And the pain isn't as great, you know, when you're when that adrenaline is pumping. And I wanted some action. I wanted some action on that day. But it's more so a emergency type deal. To get out there, go back through the rituals, get back in a routine, you know, being out there with the team, going through pregame, and just be ready if anything had happened. Not saying we're wishing for any of that, but just to be ready. But it felt good. It felt great to be out there.
So you knew that going in that you were going to be in uniform and you were going to be in case of emergency, break glass kind of guy?
Yeah, sure. I guess we could say it that way.
I got to give you credit because you were way ahead of the curve on the Ben Jarvis Green Ellis bandwagon. And I wasn't sure if I even believed you when you told me he was going to be a star in this league. But, man, he's playing like one right now.
Well, Benny, man, I wish I could see him. He has what it takes. He has the tools physically. It doesn't take great size to be a back, but I think his frame is perfect. He's 5'10 and a half, 5'11, 220 pounds deceptively. His speed is awesome. He has quickness. He has moves. He wants to get downhill north and south. He doesn't want to spend any time laterally. And you have those qualities as a back. You're halfway there. And the next thing is just making the plays when it's time to make the plays. And he's been doing that. So, going forward, I'm expecting a whole lot of good things from Benny because he's only going to get better. He's comfortable in the system. He's a very humble person. He has an old soul, so he wants to learn. And you need all of that in this business, man. So he's earned everything that he's gotten to this point, and he's going to even get better, in my opinion. So
I wonder, and you can speak to this as well as anybody I can think of. I wonder how much thought goes into it when at that position, at the running back position, because I can see both sides of the argument. I can see the side where some coaches say, just be patient with your blockers, wait for something to establish, and then hit the hole. And then I can also see the backs who say, I'm instinctive. I understand what you're saying about waiting for the blockers, but Something else popped up. I my vision and my instincts took me there, and I went. How much time is thinking, and how much time is instinct, in your opinion?
I think 90% of the running back position is instinct reaction. The other 10% is a skill level. But you can almost put anybody in the backfield and say, hey, pound out 4 yards. And you have some guys that just want to get downhill through the line of scrimmage and just pound out 4 yards and be satisfied. And that's not a bad way to run. You have to run smart. And then you have the guys that are going to be patient, and they're going to wait for the big play. And that was more so myself when I was younger, to be patient, to take a chance, because I had the speed to kind of make up for to settle into a more patient mode. And once I see something develop, and then you go. And then I learned how to just run more instinctively, making that cut and getting the ball where it needs to be. So the running back position to me is amazing in that you have to play around with the running play, the design, because sometimes it breaks down. And you have to play down the distance, and sometimes you have to take your shot. You know, when you see something on film, you're waiting for it throughout the game, and hopefully the defense will play it the same way, and you'll have your opportunity. But you have to be smart. If the chain, say, is stacking in two, go for the two and try and get a fresh set of down. Take the profit is what I like to say. Take the profit and keep those chains moving. And you learn to run that way as you go into the position.
I made the point earlier this week that Dan Conley might be the unsung hero on this team. He fills in for Logan Mankins early on, does a great job at the left guard spot. Stephen Neal gets hurt, now on IR. Conley steps right in, does a great job at the right guard spot, and this offensive line doesn't look like it's missed a beat.
Well, Dan's been steady. Dan was down in Jacksonville in his early days with me. And things didn't work out quite well down there, like he had hoped for a plan. But I think in the long run, things happen for a reason. He's able to persevere through that and maintain. And he's gotten here. He's found his niche, and he's found a home. And he's playing great. And maybe the guys on the offensive line would agree with you that he is an unsung hero. But all the guys across the board, a great, great group, unselfish, and whatever the coaches ask of them, they'll get down and dirty and try to get it done. There are some guys that maybe the public hadn't heard of that are just quietly waiting in the back, that are waiting their opportunity to play. They're very good players too. So to Coach Belichick and the scouting department to bring these guys in here and just allow them to develop. And then when they get their opportunity, they're ready to go.
Okay, Fred, I've got the $64,000 question for you. Are you ready?
Only $64,000?
$64,000. Listen, hey, we're talk show hosts, not professional football players here.
You might as well round it up to 65.
Okay, $65,000 question for you. Are you playing on Monday night?
So who is this money going to?
Well, we can decide on that later. We can have it go to charity. We can work that part out.
So I'll take the words you just said. I'm ready to play. I'm going through practice, preparing the best that I can. I'm ready to play. You just said you'll decide later. The coaches have to, it's a process. Things have to occur. Things have to be right. And I'm not trying to give you a politically correct answer. I'm just trying to do what's best for the team, and that I don't want to tip our hand to what's going on as far as personnel moves. That might be the best answer, but I'm ready to play, and we'll see what happens. I really can't answer that the way you want, but we'll see what happens. And I am ready. Certainly, I am ready.
See, that's a fair answer, but I'm also going to say this. You didn't answer questions like that in Jacksonville. So Jacksonville, you would have told me I'll be out there at 2 hours before the game.
I'm learning this whole media game. You never know if I have to be that guy on the other end, so I have to know the questions that you're asking. You have to hear them, take that deep breath, dissect it, and then give your answer. And I'm just learning. But in Jax, I was a little younger, so some things I didn't necessarily think about. I would blurt it out before I thought of it, and that would get you in a little trouble in the long run. But I was also one of those guys who said, who cares about bulletin board material? Just go out and play the game. But we'll see. Bottom line is I'm ready to play, and we'll see what happens going forward.
Hey, you don't feel that way anymore? Who cares about bulletin board material?
No, I don't feel that way. You got to strategically make your moves. It's a game of chess.
Hey, before we let you go,
I understand it.
I do have to say we've kind of lived vicariously through your son Kelvin's exploits. So I find myself now looking things up. All he did last week in his playoff game for Glades Day, all he did was set a Florida playoff single-game rushing record with 437 yards and all five touchdowns in a 35-29 win over Jupiter Christian. Are you kidding me? 437?
He said he was going to have the five touchdowns. I was like, okay, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. But I didn't tell him that. I was like, okay, you know, it's a lot on your plate that you're saying. He's like, watch and see. So he said he feels the best that he's felt since he's been playing varsity. And he promised that the team will go back to state. They're one game away, and they'll play that game tonight. And speaking to him this morning, he's excited. So wish him well, and we'll see what happens. But he deserves it. He really works hard. And he pays attention. He's a good kid.
And he scored the game-winning touchdown with a minute 32 left in the game on a 76-yard run.
Yeah. They should be in two-minute mode, but I guess Coach said, hey, let's
hey, Fred, I'll tell you the silver lining for the losing team. They had a guy rush for 437 yards against them, and they only lost by six, and they lost in the last 2 minutes. You think if somebody gashes you for 437, you're at least, I mean, you should be losing by 40.
Well, yeah, they're a pretty good team. You're right. You're right in all aspects. You're definitely right. They beat them earlier in the year, and they shut him down. But this time around, his knee was a lot better, and he's hungry, and he went out and played well. So I wish him well tonight. This is the one that really matters. And then next week, they'll be off the state, so wish him luck for me, please.
Absolutely.
Fred, congratulations on another big day for Kelvin, and I'm hoping for a big day from Fred on Monday as well. Thanks for taking the time.
I really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
You take care.
Okay, Fred, thanks.
Have a good afternoon. You